If there's any one crop that demands a lot of water, it's rice, and the proposed water cuts under the draft Murray-Darling Basin Plan are expected to hit the rice industry hard. But that hasn't dampened the interest of Spanish company Ebro, the largest rice company in the world, which has offered $600 million for the Australian company Sunrice, which employs 600 people in Australia and 700 overseas. Local rice growers say given the forecasted water cuts, it could be an offer just too good to refuse. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Sunrice has grown from a handful of rice growers in the Riverina town of Leeton to one of the world's biggest rice food brands and a household Australian name. The company is listed on the stock exchange, but is still largely owned by rice growers like Peter Draper from Leeton.
We grow rice because this is the best place on the planet to grow rice. It's the only place in the world where we can grow rice profitably without a subsidy. It's the most profitable crop we can grow, so that's what we grow.
He says Sunrice's innovative research has generated hundreds of value-added products.
We've taken paddy rice, which is normally in agriculture. We just take product off the field and send it overseas for value-adding. What we do here is, it could be anything, well, rice cakes, rice snack biscuits. We don't waste anything, so the husk goes into stock feeds, and we use broken rice for dog food. There's just a couple of hundred different products that we use rice to value add and make money from.
But Sunrice is likely to be gobbled up by the largest rice company in the world. The Spanish food giant Ebro launched a $602 million bid for the company yesterday. In a statement, Ebro said it had entered an exclusive agreement to buy 100% of the capital of Sunrice.
Over the coming weeks, Ebro Foods will conduct financial and legal due diligence, negotiate the transaction documents, including a scheme implementation agreement, and submit applications for approval by the relevant government authorities.
Sunrice shut its Deniliquin mill almost 3 years ago because of drought, but its mill in Leeton has kept operating. Peter Draper says while rice growers have been hurting from the drought, the Sunrice brand has prospered.
It's had a big impact on the rice growers themselves. They've had to eat into their equity, borrow more money, increase overdrafts to keep going through this 10-year drought because they knew it would turn around and they'd be able to come back into production. For the company Sunrice, which is owned by the rice growers, they've been very innovative in generating new products and also using the brand name, which is famous around the world, to generate income by buying rice and trading it using their brand.
Riverina Murray rice growers will be asked if they want to sell their shares for up to $50,000 apiece. The offer has been welcomed by the Sunrice board. Ebro has 5 weeks to undertake due diligence before presenting a final agreement to be considered by Sunrice shareholders next March.
And that was Bronwyn Herbert reporting.